I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Port-au-Prince, the capital city of Haiti, has descended into war. Gangs control the port along with several neighborhoods. Police travel the streets cautiously in armored vehicles. In one neighborhood, 10 days of violence left 470 people dead, injured, or missing. Greg Yoda with Christian World Outreach says
it's kind of starting to spread outside of Port-au-Prince to some of the larger cities. And for us, it's caused some issues periodically, just with not being able to have classes for the Feminine Training Center or ladies even being able to travel to the center.
CWO recently saw 70 women graduate from the center, which offers training in sewing, baking, and cosmetology. Students become involved in weekly Bible studies and graduate with skills, as well as the confidence in knowing that Jesus loves them. And against the backdrop of shootings and explosions in the West Bank, the Bethlehem Institute for Peace and Justice works for nonviolence. Andrew Bush talks about the new Master of Arts in Peace and Justice.
This is a program, an innovative and accredited and primarily online degree that the Bethlehem Institute of Peace and Justice is offering in partnership with St. Stephen's University in New Brunswick, Canada. And we've been working on this project for about 3 years.
The MAPJ is a 2-year, 39-credit program. It offers courses about the biblical theology of peacemaking, as well as the Palestinian context. People anywhere in the world can take this course. Interested? We'll connect you at missionnews.org. In the meantime, pray peacemaking will display Christ's love throughout Palestine and the world. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.